Not again.
Oh. Hi, my name is Jim Windsor, and I'm an alcoholic.
Yeah.
And yes, I'm out of Bakersfield. My sobriety date is February 1st, 2020. And I think my sponsor's going to be really mad that I didn't raise my hand to sponsor. So nobody tell him when he comes down, okay? It's our little secret. Anyway, I didn't rehearse this whatsoever. We did stop at McDonald's on the way up, and I thought, man, I need to run in and take some notes. But I got a couple here, but it didn't have time. I was starting to run late. So anyway, I obviously have no notes. But we do have paper in case of the acting thing. Now, so 5 years, I'm going to rack that into 10 minutes. Man, we got a long time to go here. Experience, strength, and hope. I'm raw right now, man. I'm nervous as you can get. Experience, strength, and hope. Okay, my experience within this 10 minutes is it's not going to be too much different. It was rough. My background, it was pretty rough. I'd have good days and bad days, right? And my bad days were really, really bad days. Sometimes there's jail, sometimes there are other issues. It always seems to play in. When I came, I've been here before. Almost had 5 years, and I decided I did the 12 steps. Everything was great. I was doing it by the book, and I decided to go back out. I got a little bit too big for my britches, right? The promises do come true. I'll let you know that right now. If you haven't heard them, keep your ear out, because the promises do, they come true. I got everything back. I got too big for my britches, and I thought I could handle it again. But this time when I went out, I knew it was a dead-end road. It was a very conscious decision. There's no slips. There's no deaths. It's just what I do, right? When I came back in this time, I ended up I was on the streets. I was that guy out there. I just showed up a pushing cart. My pride and ego wouldn't let me push one, but I was there. I wanted one, trust me, with a trailer. But anyway, I'm trying to make a long story short. I went into Jason's retreat. Don't know if you heard about it. So I went in there, and apparently somebody wished desperation for me. And I don't know who that person is, but I was desperate. I was desperate to stop doing what I was doing. I've heard it said before, and I'll say it again. I needed that next drink just like I needed the next breath. I could get it this time a lot easier. I'm kind of going off the first almost 5 years that I had, but this time I was desperate. I guess if I had to speak about something, it'd be surrender. I went in, I gave up, I didn't fight it anymore. I didn't like their little rules. Matter of fact, I didn't like a lot of people in that place, right? Because I'm different, I'm gonna change, it's a mess. Man, I had it together when I was on my way up here, kind of. But look, man, if you're struggling and you're just coming in, follow this suggestion. It's all they are. How's it working out for you now, right? Even if you got a couple of years. Look, my problems were still there after I got sober for a little while, 20, 30, 40 days. My troubles were still there, but I was in an establishment where I could sit down and not do nothing. I just did nothing but not drink and whatever was on my own mind. And that's all I could do, is just sit there. If you're just coming in and if you're in a program, let these folks help you. Let the counselors help you. Just surrender it, man. This is what I had to do. I don't even know your shoe size, right? So I'm not really sure what you need to do. But this is what I did. I surrendered 100% to them guys. They wanted me to, I'm not running down the street naked, pushing a peanut with my nose, right? I don't think. But I did everything they asked me to do. And I didn't complain about it, right? I didn't complain about any of it. My mind was so squirrely, I was everywhere. I fought like a mad dog. I did. Sometimes you just got to take control. If you want me to surrender and do it your way, I don't have time to hear your war stories. I don't have time to hear the stuff that I used to talk out on the streets, or, you know, when you start getting sober and you're like, yeah, man, I used to drink this, do that. I did. I fought like a mad dog to get away from those conversations in a controlled environment. Wasn't exactly a loner, but nevertheless, I know we're not supposed to judge, right? I looked for somebody that had something that I wanted. Those are all true stories. You look for somebody that's doing a deal, that you see them open this book, or they take you to meetings and you see them leading a meeting, or if you see them volunteer to do coffee, do all that stuff. I would suggest I did all that stuff. I would walk from that Jason's retreat, and I know I'm up in Lancaster, but it was a long walk, and I didn't mind taking it. It gave me a peace of mind. I wasn't around like-minded people at that time. I wanted to wait till I got to a meeting. I didn't want to hear nothing inside the controlled environment, right? I had to separate myself from a lot of folks. I guess I do wish you the gift of desperation. If you're struggling, stay here. Do the suggestions. Give it 6 months. I know you guys heard it a million times. Look, if you don't like what we have, they're gladly to refund your misery. And that's true. It's a progressive illness. I totally believe that now, because when I relapsed, I went from 0 to 100 like that. And it was at the end of my mom's life. And the last year of that was pretty rough. She is still number one. But you can just imagine trying to control your drinking and really try to take care of your mom on the last years. That was a rough one. I don't run a perfect program. Like I mentioned before, I have done the steps. I'm 5 years into this, and I haven't finished them yet, okay? Not that I'm being real thorough. I think I'm being a little lazy on this because I start thinking I know something, and I really don't. I really don't. Maybe you guys will tell me, hey, yeah, you need to finish some steps, you know, on a breaking area or something like that. And it's all the stuff I know. I know that I know that I know, right? That I should do this and get through the steps. I'm afraid I'll get too smart, right? I'm afraid I'll get too big for my britches, maybe. I don't know what the problem is. I do talk to my sponsor. I do have a home meeting. Come on, 10 minutes, because I'm following you. I just drew a blank. It's only 10 minutes. I want to take this serious. You know, a lot of times, like, I don't know, sometimes I want to try to get funny, right? But it's not the time. There might be somebody in here hurting, and I'm begging you. I'm begging. Man, I'll give out my number. I'll do whatever you want, man, because this is a whoo! Throw that out the window. Man, I love that. I love that. I only got 2 more minutes. Maybe I could bullshit a little. No, oops. Yeah, excuse me. Anyway, so I got asked to do the 5-minute speaker. Trust me, it cost me more to take this jacket to the cleaners than it was to buy it. I jammed down to Goodwill, right? Bam! You guys told me there's a dress code, right? I'm getting in my head. I think I got to know all this stuff. And I get down there to the cleaners. Cleaner's like 12 bucks. I only bought it for 5, and it's for sale at the break for 12. Some habits are hard to die. But anyway, if you don't make it the first time, like I didn't, come on back in here. I was almost dead. 4 months in the hospital. I was on my deathbed. My sponsor and his cronies, they all visited me in the hospital. They were pretty much saying goodbye to me. It was the end of the road. Like I said, I was in there for 4 or 5 months. This is no joke. This is a dead end road. I knew that when I relapsed. And I know that today. I'll do whatever it takes to stay sober. You know what? I don't even think about drinking. I just went through a really, really bad spell, right? Where my mind, I get in my head, and it's really not safe to go in there by itself. I had some really deep, crazy thoughts. Even at 5 years sober, I really wanted to, my mind said I wanted to check out, right? I was just crazy thoughts. Please, call another alcoholic. I did save my life. Just hang in there, no matter what. You already know what's out there. I know what's out there waiting for me, and it's getting a lot worse. It's getting a lot worse out there from what I see. I don't mind talking to the, I talk to the folks on the street every now and then, and I try to give them hope, but it never works. Okay. Anyway, my name's Jim Windsor. I'm an alcoholic, and you know what? Thank you for being so nice. You guys are really nice when we got here, and I appreciate that.